producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Got something on your mind you'd like to chat with me about? Now's a good time to call. 855-993-7569. We're talking about the big enchilada. We're talking about how long you want to live and under, you know, and how long, why, and how you're going to do it and whatever. And so the lowest estimate we've got is in 70s, and we're sort of going to try and extend that because he's saying, I just really can't eat very well. But we're saying, well, there are ways of doing that, and, you know, maybe we can help you with it. So whether we're talking about gardens or community-based food co-ops or food pantries or, as I said, soup. I'm a great fan of soup as something that will make you feel full and is relatively healthy for you, especially if you make it yourself, so you don't have to worry about a lot of sodium. Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr.
Hey.
Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey. You've helped me in the past, and I'm hoping, and I know you can help me with what's going on right now. As with Christmas coming, we go to my mother-in-law's, and she is one of these people who's, of course, not going to be here next Christmas, and everything, little ache and pain she has is cancer or something that she's going to die from. And I've always been able to do the stupid and cheerful thing with her. But this year it's a little different. My brother passed away from cancer last year, right before Christmas, and with my schedule, I didn't have to go to her house last Christmas. And this will be my first time with her since that happened, and I really don't know whether to say I can't go this year or
I wouldn't do it. Why are you gritting your teeth? Why is it feeling so terrible?
Well, because I know what the conversations are going to be, and with that being so fresh for me, losing him, I'm afraid I'm going to say something I shouldn't say to her.
All right. So if I start in. So your brother is obviously in your side of the family, and this is your husband's mother, yes?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, is your husband still alive?
He is, and he's very aware of the things she says and does that,
right.
You know, makes
give me,
people
all right.
feel.
Give me an example of something she might say.
Well, if you go in and she's got a headache, then she has a brain tumor. And she
okay, so she's a hypochondriac.
Right. But
okay,
she's healthy. She's totally healthy. And,
right. So
and
what do you? So if she? So hopefully the first thing you would not say to your mother-in-law is, "How do you feel?" Right?
No, I never do. You don't
good.
Have to.
Good plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good plan.
No.
All right. So you go in, and did she lose her husband?
Her husband
she
is
will?
Dead, but he died from a long-term illness that just, you know, was really slow, and he had lots of good years, and he was ready to go. It wasn't, you know, a problem for him. And he, in fact, he didn't have anything to prolong it. So he was good.
All right, how long ago did he go?
10 years.
Okay. All right. Here's a possibility. Okay. Because let me tell you, if God forbid something happens to your mother-in-law, and this is her last year, it's one of those things. You know, we try and live our lives with as little regret as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't want to put yourself in that situation unless you absolutely have to. All right, so here's the possibility. Instead of you going in and sort of gritting your teeth, and your mother-in-law, who presumably, among other things, does this for attention, and she's not stupid, she may be old, but she's not stupid, and that she's going to figure that you don't really like her very much, and so she may pull her number because, you know, she's used to, she's wanting the attention and yada yada. So what if you said to her, does she live close to you?
No, we're like 3 hours away, so we see her. I used to see her way more often because we've always been really good friends. I mean, this is my second marriage, and I always looked at her as a friend, and she was so much fun, and we had lots of good times. But it's just recently that her tendency to need attention has gotten worse, but she gets attention. She gets so much.
Okay, I got it. All right. All right, here's two possibilities.
I don't.
All right. So what if we went, first of all, if you and I could kind of make the decision that you're going to go, right? Because otherwise, you're going to, if we can at least work with the hypothesis that you're going to go, all right? Because if you don't, this is going to it's going to hit the impervious, invisible shield that says, I'm not going to go. So for purposes of this discussion, let's assume you're going to go, okay?
Okay.
All right. So how long do you usually go for?
We usually stay one night or two at the most.
Okay. Do you stay with her?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Would it help if you stayed in a hotel?
It's kind of impossible to not stay with her because, you know, she's by herself, she has room, and it's tradition.
Okay. All right. So here's the two-pronged approach that I'm going to suggest to you. The first is to say, I'm trying to decide which is the first. We'll do the two prongs, then we'll figure out which is first. One is to say, listen, you were so great at coping after Harold died that I just wondered if you can give me any clues. This is the first year after I've lost my brother, and I've heard lots of people, including Brown, say that the first year is really the hardest because after the original event, because it's the year that you really accept that it's forever, it's done. And during that year, I mean, there are anniversaries, and it's just, it's a year of transition. And once the year is over, for most people, so the first anniversary is usually the hardest. And can you tell me any secrets that got you through losing Harold? And so at that moment, first of all, you're giving her attention for something positive. You've changed it from you being the adversary to you being the supplicant. And you've given her something positive to think about and to do for you.
Okay.
And you can continue to refer back to it through the whole, and you set a completely different tenor for the entire visit, which is instead of how are you doing and, you know, how sad you are and how tough it is to be alone, you're saying, tell me what your survival skills are because I need them.
Okay.
All right, so that's number one. And not to mention, you may actually have some good ideas. But we care less about our ideas at this moment than just changing the paradigm. The second is, what kinds of things did you used to do together that were really fun?
We used to shop. She could shop till she dropped.
Could she still shop?
Well, she doesn't do it as much.
Okay, but how about, all right, I've just figured out the order, all right? So the first thing you're going to do is what we just talked about, of I need your help. The second is, you know, I hear people talk about retail therapy all the time. And how about if you and I tried it? How about if we go and hit the sales tomorrow and just see if, you know, I'll buy you something frivolous. You can buy me something frivolous, or we'll have lunch, or we'll go to a movie or whatever. Let's try retail therapy and see how it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you've changed the whole thing. Instead of going in and being prepared for her. So, and look, she's not any happier about doing that than you are. It doesn't make her feel good to talk about the fact that she's dying, but it's all she knows. She figures, this is the paradigm that she has. If you say, which you're smart enough not to say, gee, how are you feeling? And she says, fine, you move on to something else. And she doesn't want to move on to something else. She wants to be involved. She wants to feel she is vital and important and meaningful. So you're giving her two different ways to be vital, important, and meaningful. First of all, you're focusing on her strengths, and you're asking her for some advice about how to get through a tough situation, which she's already done, which makes her feel important, that makes her feel knowledgeable, it makes her feel useful.
Mm-hmm.
And second, you're suggesting that something that the two of you have enjoyed together in the past be integrated into that whole scenario of, okay, we're going to feel better, is we're going to go do this together and see how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That would be a good idea because I guess getting out of the house and getting away from...
Amen. All right. Let me put you on hold to make sure that we've covered everything, all right? But you sort of cogitate on those two for a minute, and I'll be back to you in a moment. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Diane, who's got one of those Christmas situations that she's really dreading. And I'm saying, yeah, you know, with older people, I think we show up. And sometimes just showing up is all we have to do. But let's see if we can make this, let's see if we can turn it around. And I think the way to turn it around is set it up completely differently so that you're asking for some help and then integrating it with something that has been fun and pleasurable for both of you in the past. Okay. I just wanted to give you some, some time to think about it and respond and ask any other questions you had. I didn't want to just say, okay, we're done.
Well, I think the only other question I have, because those are good ideas, and I think that both of those will work, is I debated on whether to tell my husband how apprehensive I am, and
no.
He totally understands the things with his mother.
Yeah, but honey, look, but not doing that, by not complaining to him. Look, if you complain to him, let's just look at the opposite. If you complain to him, it puts him in the middle. Okay. That, I mean, he probably gets as aggravated by his mom as you do, if not more so, because
yeah.
It's blood. So then he feels, if he says, oh, look, she's getting old, then he feels disloyal to her. If he says, look, I suppose you don't have to go, then he's alone on Christmas and he has to explain to you to his mom. It's a no-win situation. Plus, he knows. And so by not telling him, I mean, he knows. He's been married to you for a long time, right? So,
right.
And you become a hero. Because not only did you, number one, not complain to him, so his stomach, because he's anticipating it. He's every morning he's waking up thinking, is this the day she's going to tell me she's not going? So I would, you know, not only would I not complain to him, I would sort of go and nibble on his ear and say, hey, listen, I have a completely different way of thinking about this whole thing. And you become St. Diane the Divine. Right?
Okay.
You haven't hurt his stomach. You have a new way of thinking about it. He thinks you're great. He doesn't have to defend his mom. He doesn't have to worry about being by himself on Christmas. And you guys can go and do something really fun either before or after. And so you're making this a celebration. And attitude is everything. And she'll know it when you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even give her a heads up of saying, look, this is going to be a particularly difficult Christmas for me because I lost Sean. And, you know, except that you don't have to do it beforehand because you don't want her to use up all the goodies beforehand. You want that to be part of the situation of, okay, can we go take a walk and you tell me how you did it? And if she starts saying, well, you know, I don't feel well, this isn't one of my good days, say, listen, I know, you know, if today isn't a good day, then let's wait till you're feeling better and I'll go off by myself. And so, I mean, you've got a touchstone now that you can refer back to.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It all sounds good.
Yeah, and you can play this. You can have the podcast in a little bit. So in case you're losing your nerve once you move away from me, you can go listen to it again because it really will work. And you get to be a hero. You get to be a hero in your husband's eyes. You'll change, you'll reignite and refurbish your positive relationship with your mother-in-law, which I'm sure you miss. And in your own head, you become wonderful. I mean, you know, it's the Rocky phenomenon, right? Walking up a flight of stairs, no big deal. Running up the Philadelphia stairs, big deal. So dealing with your mother-in-law in a positive way, without reference to alcohol or drugs, I mean, makes you a hero to yourself as well as everybody else.
Okay. I think I can do it.
I know you can do it.
I think I can.
All right?
Yes,
and plan something really fun, maybe even to go and see a movie on Christmas Day that both of you want to go see, maybe going and getting a DVD that you've enjoyed in the past. You can do one of my favorite things to do. I've done it, I think for about the last, like, 15 years, it's watching A Christmas Story, which goes on a continuous loop. I think it's TNT. I'm not even sure anymore. But it's on a continuous loop. And, I mean, everybody... My dad and I have watched it together for literally probably 15 years, and we can recite it. It doesn't make any difference when you can turn it on at any time because you can watch from the middle to the end. It's a continuous loop, and it's just hilarious there.
Okay. Great point. Thank you.
Alrighty. All right, sugar. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So, folks, when you're tempted to not do something that you know you'll regret, call me up, and we'll figure out how to do it and not regret it, all right? 855-993-7569. All right, let's talk about our longevity. All right, what else?
Frankie says, if I make it to 5 o'clock today, I'll be happy.
Is today a tough day? It's just a Monday, huh?
Linda says, my mother will be 96 next week, but is blind and has dementia. I hope I don't live long enough for this to happen to me.
Yeah, I hear.
Darlene says, until I open my eyes in the morning, I have no expectations. You can plan all you can plan all you want. When your number is up, you're done.
Yeah, if we could only read our expiration dates on our foreheads. Who is it? My grandfather used to say he would get up in the morning, read the obituaries, and if he wasn't listed, he'd go ahead and start his day. But he only lived to, I think, like 68.
Catherine says 100. Only the good die young and go to heaven.
Well, do you know the rest of that quote? It's the good die young so they shall not be corrupted.
Hmm.
And everyone else so they can repent. Hmm. It is one of those quotes that nobody ever really realizes the end of. See, it's one of those things, that was even before Google, I looked that up. I found, one of the things I found on Google is I have a silk blouse that somehow I put baby oil on because I have really dry skin, and apparently the baby oil got on the silk blouse. I can't believe I was that stupid. And it's one of those kind of tan, you know, sort of neutral colors. I tried everything, but I think I finally got it off. What I did was I Googled, how do you get oil off of a silk blouse? And there are like 15 different responses. None of those worked. What I actually used was extra strength OxyClean or something. Because I figured at this moment, if I wreck the blouse, it's already wrecked. You can't. So it's not completely gone, but it's good enough. You can wear it. I thought you'd want to know that. What did we do before Google? I mean, cell phones, you can't hear on them. Let's face it. And they may be frying our brains. But Google, I mean, Google will tell you everything. If you want to figure out a recipe for avocado milkshakes, I mean, everything. Which actually is not bad. I know it doesn't sound very good, but it's not bad. All right, keep going.
Julie just says, until God calls me home.
Well, I know. I mean, look, none of us are going to be able... Well, I don't know. I don't know. That would be an interesting phenomenon, wouldn't it? That would be an interesting kind of social study. I wanted to do in medical school the difference between morning people and night people, because I am definitely a night person as opposed to a morning person. And what I wanted to do was look at cortisol levels and see if they varied. But the immunoassay for cortisol at the time was incredibly expensive. I think I could probably do it now. But wouldn't that be a great study, a longevity study, to say that you wrote down how long you wanted to live and then see how well it correlated? Wouldn't that be an interesting study?
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that. I can tell you're underwhelmed.
No, I think that'll work. One more from Kathy before we had to break here. Kathy says maybe 15 or 20 more years.
Well, I don't know how old you are. If you're 90, that's great. If you're 30, maybe not so much. Come on. Give us a number. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Let's hear how long people want to live. I don't know. I think having a plan is okay. You know, it's the old joke about the guy who goes in and throws himself on the altar and says, I've lived a really good life. I'd really like to win the lottery. And there's a clap of thunder and a flash of lightning, and this voice says, Joe, meet me halfway, buy a ticket. So I think we're allowed to understand that we may not be in much control of how long we're going to live, but we can certainly do our part. But you don't like that joke. I love that joke.
Alan says, I would like to make it to my 90s. I work out. I just have to get the good eating habits down, and I would say to 90-something.
Okay.
I'm 44. 97 would be a good time to go to heaven. I also embrace my spirituality that strives to keep me calm. I think anger and sadness, if not dealt with, ages us and makes us venerable or vulnerable to disease.
I think you're probably right. That the that our immune system is certainly affected by our emotions. There really is a feedback loop. Although, as I said, my dad is one of those great counterexamples of doing everything wrong and still sort of outliving any man of his lineage by 50%. So, pretty impressive.
Diane just says, as long as I can.
Well, that's not helpful. I mean, I certainly don't disagree with you, but it's not particularly helpful, but all right. Go ahead.
Kiana says, my grandparents made it into their 90s. I think I can bank on that, but it's not the time that concerns me. It's the years of suffering just before.
Well, but not, I mean, not everybody suffers. So, you know, think positive.
Genevieve says, as the song goes, I'm going to live till I die. Live every day as if it is your last.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with any of you, but that's sort of not exactly what we're talking about, but okay.
Michelle says, with any luck, as long as I need to.
I'm not sure what that means, but I'm not sure what need particularly means in this context, but okay.
Kelly says, don't know. I had back surgery to both shoulders. I had back surgery twice. I had both shoulders worked on. A heart attack, and a year later, another heart cath.
What? Probably attack, huh?
Yeah.
Spell check. Didn't like the idea of two heart attacks in one sentence, I guess.
Yeah.
Although, as I said, my dad lived after an MI, a myocardial infarction, a heart attack, for another almost 36 years. So most, you know, that's what, 60% of what he'd already lived. So an additional 60%. So hard to know. I mean, I swear, I think part of it is just determination. I've also seen situations where people just decided they were done. And succumbed. They just said, okay, I'm done. So, I do think that I'm not sure that we can will ourselves to live certainly forever. But I think how we view ourselves, we also know that people tend to, we know that there are certain times of day that are particularly difficult for people to survive. We know that following the death of a spouse is particularly difficult to survive. We know that people will quite often make it to a holiday, to a major event, to a major milestone, and then they're done. So, huge amount of variation.
Last one here from Johnny. He says, over 100, because I've always told my children I will.
Just to get even. Yeah, I mean, I really like the idea of 100 for some reason. And there, it used to be, when I was a kid, remember they had, I think it was the Smucker's happy birthday wish or something. And I remember it mostly because
they still do those on the Today Show, yeah.
Because I couldn't believe that somebody was actually called Smucker's. I mean, I just thought I would giggle every time I heard it. but it used to be, there would be like, one a month or something. And now they're probably a couple times a day.
Yeah.
We're living longer. As I said, the average life expectancy in 1900, which wasn't very long ago, folks, 115 years ago, was 47. So from the time of Christ, which in theory is the year one, for the next 1900 years, the average life expectancy at the time of Christ was 30. So in the next, essentially, 2,000 years, just under 2,000 years, well, in the next 1900 years, let's keep it that way, life expectancy increased by 50%, right? Went from 30 to essentially 45. In the next 100 years, it doubled, right? So it went up by 200%. That's four times. So, and we're now, because people, both men and women are now living into their mid to late 80s. The interesting thing is that women have always outlived men, and the discrepancy is now getting less and less, which is pretty interesting. And women are dying of things that men used to die of. So that whole thing about actuarial tables has changed significantly. All right, so we're done with longevity?
Yes.
All right. So would you like to do Would you like to do an email here, or would you like to do a program director? What would you like to do? I'll leave it to you. It's your choice right now.
Just a couple minutes left in this segment. I got an email here from Matt, and Matt says, Dr. Joy, a recent show of yours was about gift giving. Mm-hmm. I found giving a physical gift or cash to be awkward. Mm-hmm. The best thing in my mind is a gift card to a store a person would shop. What are your thoughts?
All right, I have like four different ones wandering through my head all at the same time, and what an appropriate question for this time of year. All right, I'll tell you what my initial response is the difference between a gift card and cash or a check is essentially the same, right? It's just less obvious what the actual the gift card is for, because sometimes it says on it, sometimes it's not. Someone gave me one, and I didn't know what it was for, so I had to go and ask, but... So, in theory, it's the same. All right, so that's number one. I suppose that if you're going to give a gift card, you may want to give it at a store. I mean, there are things like American Express where you can use it any place. I gave my mom a couple years ago some gift certificates to the movie theater because I knew for giving her cash, she'd probably lose it, but she loves movies. So I actually gave one to my brother, one to my sister, and one to my mom because I figured my mom would likely lose hers. But my brother and sister are the ones who take her to the movies, and so they could go, and you could also get popcorn or hot dogs or whatever they had. All right, so, and I have no objection to any of them. All right, so that was number one. Number two, what I thought you were going to say when you started this was giving stuff is less effective than giving an experience. For example, I've given people in the past I would make them meals for a week. Or a party, and I would up to X number of people, and I would provide the food, clean the house, host it. And so I've also done things when I was a kid that I would make my parents' bed for a month or something. So a gift of service. I've also done things like an experience, like a hot air balloon ride or a trip to something, or you know, a theater or something like that. So an experience. So the first thought I had was, well, they're sort of the same, gift card versus cash. The second was that I think experiences in some ways are probably more meaningful. And my third was, when I was a kid, I had three sets of grandparents, and one tended to give fairly lavish gifts. One tended to give cash, and I remember my mother being offended with the cash, that she couldn't, they didn't care enough to go and buy a gift, that it was easy to either write a check or give some money. And which I remember at the time thinking, well, you know, cash is okay for me. It also was one of my experiences at Christmas, which I think formed my personality, is I had one grandmother who gave me two $1 bills, and she gave my sister, I think I was about four at the time, I must have been closer to five, or maybe four and a half. And she gave my sister a $10 bill, who was a year and a half younger than I was. So I said to my sister, because I knew the difference between $2 and $10. So I said to my sister, I'll give you two things if you give me your one. And, of course, she was willing to go along with it. My mother took the 10, because the 10 was really not for my sister, who was too young to do anything except hold it and gnaw on it. Was for the whole family. So I lost out completely. So I learned a whole bunch of things, which is you can be smarter than you think you are and lose. Never negotiate with my sister, and my parents were going to take money away from me anyway. I guess my final thought is that for me, the whole thing about gift giving is reflecting who I am and what my version of that other person is. So I kind of like the experience of trying to figure out things. The sixth concept, I guess, is I think for me the most fun thing is to take somebody shopping and help them buy whatever it is that they want. Because then you don't have to worry about size. You don't have to worry about whether or not you're doing the right thing. But, I think everybody has a bit of a difficult time with gift giving. So those are my thoughts. Now, what you decide to do about it, completely up to you, Cookie. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, we've got a ringing phone call. Let's see if we can get them on before the end of the program. We'll see. 855-993-7569. As I said, the issue about gift giving, I'm kind of sentimental about it, to be quite honest. And so for me, the gift reflects as much who the person thinks of me as I said, 1 year for Christmas, I got 3 red pocketbooks, and 2 of them were exactly the same. And I kept all but the ones that were identical just because I was so sentimental about it. So 855-993-7569. How about a program director question?
Yeah, let's do it. We've got a couple here from Mary Ann. First one is, Dr. Joy, talk about how to save money.
Okay.
And then the next one, she says, how do you beat depression and how do you build a new life after the loss of a spouse?
Okay. Well, let me answer them, I guess, both at the same time, because saving money is, I guess, a couple of things. I don't know where you spend most of your money, and that would be helpful, but putting yourself on a budget helps. For me, I use a credit card, and the reason I use a credit card, I always pay my bills every month. I've never run up a charge on a credit card, an interest payment. It's because it's easier for me to keep track of it. With cash, you know, I all of a sudden it's gone and I don't know exactly where it went. With the credit card, I have a listing of everything. And so that helps me a lot. I think budgeting is a good idea. Savings is a good idea just because it means that you have a little bit of a cushion. I don't know where you spend your money. So it would be helpful to know. For example, if you take a lot of cabs, then maybe either doing a Uber or Lyft or a Subway would be better. If you're eating out a lot, as other people have pointed out, brown bagging it is a great way to save a lot of money. And that even some of the, like, plated.com and Blue Apron and things like that, which are not completely inexpensive, but they're a lot cheaper than eating out. So I don't know where you're spending your money. If you're going to Starbucks every day, you can get at McDonald's, you can get a cup of coffee of any size for $1. And the cheapest I think they have at Starbucks is about $2.50. Now, you may argue that that Starbucks coffee is better, and maybe it is. So I think depending where money is important for you to spend and where it's not. So if you want to call up and we can go over a budget together, cutting coupons, you know, looking at where the specials are in the store. Shopping on a Tuesday or Wednesday is usually is when stores quite often have sales. Shopping sales. I'm a fan of things like resale stores. So it depends where what's important to you, where you spend your money now, and what might be different. All right. So that's a question that probably needs a little bit more information than you've given me. However, having said that, how do you get over the depression? Well, understand that depression and sadness are different phenomena, and certainly being upset after the loss of a spouse would be absolutely predictable. Whether that transitions into depression a lot depends on a whole lot of things, including your past history. If you've had a past history of depression, obviously you're going to be more prone to it. But sometimes, and we're talking about saving money, so you may not want to start with a therapist because it's a slightly more expensive way of doing things. You may want to get in touch with a bereavement group and at least do a little work there and see if that helps, because it's a lot less of an expense than going to a therapist. But money is only to buy you things that make your life better, easier. It has no intrinsic value. And as someone pointed out, shrouds do not have pockets in them. You cannot take anything with you. So, again, I think this is one of those things. Maybe what you can do is make a list of where you're spending money now, and then we can look at it together of where there may be places to cut things out. For example, there's some obvious things of if you're doing the laundry every day, buy enough underwear so that you can do the laundry once a week, and you'll save time and money. As I said, it may be that you can be in a food co-op so that you're buying whatever seasonal, which means it's going to be less expensive and better at bulk prices. I don't know. Some people feel like things like Costco and Sam's Club and stuff like that are really valuable. I think it depends how much. If you have a bunch of people who all go in together so that they can take their 400 rolls of paper toweling and divide them up, unless you have a lot of storage space, I don't know. And I think the prices on those places have gone up a lot. So a little more information would be helpful. But decide that we know that the three things that work best with depression, and I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt here, or maybe the lack of benefit of the doubt, that feeling sadness at the loss of a life partner is certainly predictable and understandable and important. And I think to a certain extent you have to embrace the sorrow to let it go. But that's different than depression, and part of it is how long it's been going on, what are the somatic symptoms. But we know that the three things that treat depression the best, and it's been a huge argument for probably 75 years, are a combination of medication, therapy, and exercise. Medication, I wouldn't suggest as the place to start necessarily unless you're completely incapable of getting out of bed in the morning or you're completely incapable of sleeping or some combination of the two. If that's where you're going to start, don't go to your family physician. You need to find a therapist who can also help you with the transitions as well. Medication, you're going to need, obviously, a professional. For therapy, you need a professional. But for exercise, you don't. So decide that you're going to get yourself out of bed. Decide that you're going to go take a walk every day, even when you don't feel like it. Decide that you're going to take an adult education class. See what you can force yourself to do. And the term really may be forcing yourself to do it, because even if you're feeling sad, there tends to be kind of a lethargy about it. And if you're feeling depressed, one of the hallmarks of depression is an anger turned inward. So it feels almost explosive. So you feel like if you move at all that you're going to erupt and stuff. And it feels literally life-threatening. So test yourself out a little bit. You may also want to get yourself a notebook. Don't get yourself a fancy vellum one. Just get yourself a spiral notebook and write in it every day and see what you're coming up with. And you'll be able to judge a little bit more carefully. First of all, when you're having good days and bad days. Second of all, if you are feeling sad or depressed, it also is a way of charting your progress, of thinking that, well, gee, I don't feel any better than I did a month ago. But if you can go back and look at what you felt a month ago, you may be, in fact, improving or not. So it's a better way of keeping track of who you are, what your feelings are. And if you do decide to start in therapy, either in a group or in an individual therapy, you have a good place to start. You can condense. I wouldn't necessarily suggest that you take your notebook in to show your therapist, because it's not very good use of your time, but you can read over your own notes and condense them for your therapist so you can talk about what your progress has been, what your thoughts have been. But it sounds like you're going through a tough time, and certainly you're welcome to call me. Being in touch with friends, just don't let yourself get isolated, okay? Because isolation is not an answer in this particular case. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.